All Saints' Day, this feast day that we are celebrating this morning, it has always held a special place in my own story as a follower of Jesus. And that is because it was on All Saints' Day, and All Saints' Day, that I first remember encountering the reality of death. It was All Saints' Day, November 1st, 1996, and my grandpa died. My grandpa Brown. My dad's dad, and I was 11 years old at the time, November 1st, 1996. Now, I remember going to a few family funerals before that day. I remember as a toddler going to the funeral of one of my great uncles, and I also remember going to the funeral of a beloved older cousin. But it was All Saints' Day, 1996. That was the first time when someone who I really knew died. That was the first time when someone who I deeply loved died. Someone who I have pictures holding me in the first few hours after I was born at the hospital. Someone who I bought Christmas gifts for as a child. Grandpa Brown loved NHL old-time hockey, the original six. And every Christmas, my parents would help me buy him a calendar that had pictures of Gordie Howe and Jacques Plante and Terry Sawchuk doing their thing. And he would hang it up on his room in the nursing home. Grandpa Brown was somebody who I gave hugs to and who was sad to see me go, sometimes cried every time I went home. When someone who you love dies, you remember it. Even as the years pass, our spirits have this way of keeping alive for us the sights and the sounds and the smells of that passing. I remember vividly my father coming home to our family farm, our hobby farm, on Halloween night, October 31st. We didn't go trick-or-treating that year. I remember him saying quietly to my mother that my grandmother had told him that it was time for him to go, time for him to go home from the hospital and to be with us, his own family. I remember being at the wake. And I remember, as if it was yesterday, hearing my grandmother weep, just weep, as we got ready to close the casket. And I remember being at the funeral. I remember being at Brownsburg United Church in Quebec and hearing Reverend Lambie, a United Church minister whose name I have never forgotten, even though I was an 11-year-old. I remember hearing Reverend Lambie singing and leading us in Amazing Grace. And that was one of the first, if not only, days when I've ever seen my father cry. When somebody who you love dies, you remember it. Many, if not all of us, carry memories like the ones that I just shared. We all carry them. Memories of loved ones whose lives have been cut short by the perniciousness and awfulness of disease, or by the injustice and randomness of violence, or just by inexplicable accident. Memories, too, of loved ones who have lived fulsome and long lives, and yet their departing this world still causes our hearts to break. How do we make meaning out of it all, my friends? How do we, as the church, make meaning out of death? All Hallows Eve, Halloween, All Saints' Day, All Souls' Day, it is the other ancient triduum of the church. We have a triduum in the spring, remember? Maundy, Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. But we have one in the fall too. And it is this special time, this autumnal triduum, when we are given permission as a church family to explore, to open our hearts to these existential questions, to explore these fundamental questions of our faith and of our humanity. How do we make meaning out of death? However imperfect and incomplete our answers may be, today we explore. Jesus himself certainly knew the realities of death. I'd like us to imagine ourselves walking in first century Palestine with Jesus, Imagine ourselves this morning walking the dusty and the dirty roads that Jesus walked with his disciples. Now, chances are, every day as we walk, at some point during our day, we're going to find ourselves looking into the eyes of death. Maybe it's a woman who we see at the side of the road weeping over the loss of her child. Maybe it's a leper, an ostracized man, left to starve out in his own because no one wants to touch him. Maybe it's an innocent man nailed to a cross for saying the wrong thing to the wrong Roman at the wrong time. At some point, every day during our days walking with Jesus, we are going to be asked to look at death. And it is going to take everything within us to avoid looking away. And so where do we find the strength to look? Where do we find the strength to continue journeying? Where do we find the strength to make meaning out of all this? Where? But in God. Only in God. A God who in Jesus Christ chooses to journey with us in our humanity, fragile and finite though it may be. A God who chooses to endure the vulnerabilities of childbirth for both child and mother. A God who chooses to experience the terror of being a refugee. A God who lives with us and breathes with us and works with us and laughs and sleeps and dreams with us. A God who says to us, who speaks to our hearts and said, "Blessed are all of you. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven." A God who on the cross accepts the pain and the finality of death. A God who dies with us and by whose resurrection promises us, vows to us for once and for all time, this is not the end. This is not the end. There's more. Each week we gather for the Holy Eucharist and we remember Jesus' death. We remember the promise of the resurrection as we gather around the table. We remember his death, we say. Let's look at that word as if it were two. Remember. We re-put the pieces of Jesus' story back together each week, the very human pieces of his broken body. We try to put them back together again. The Greek word that the ancient church used to describe this beautiful and faithful act of worship, of remembering, is called anamnesis. Anamnesis. And while it is really hard to translate that word precisely into English, essentially anamnesis means that as we remember, as we re-put the pieces of Jesus' story back together again, we too are, in a sense, remembered. We too, as we bring forward our brokenness, the brokenness of our own stories, we put ourselves back together again, week over week with Jesus as we approach the table, and we too are resurrected with him. Each time we approach the table, we remember. As we break the bread and share the cup week in and week out, Jesus renews for us that promise which he makes to us in baptism. That promise that we are not alone, that death is not the end of the story, that there is always more, there is always life. And not only is there life here on earth, but there is life for the whole host of heaven. Life for the whole company of the saints that we sang about this morning. The whole company of saints that gathers with us each time we come together as a church family around that table. There is life for the ones whom we love but see no longer, and their voices are joining with us today and every day when we say together, Amen. So today, as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, as we remember all the saints and all the souls who have served this faithful community, I invite us to bring their memories with us as we approach the table. Bring their stories with you this day. Bring their journeys, their struggles, their triumphs, and most of all, the love that we shared. Bring them with you. And with God's help, we will begin to put the pieces of brokenness back together again, knowing that in Christ Jesus, we are all united and that we are all rejoicing with the whole company of heaven. See their faces this morning, my friends, on the altars, on the windows, in your hearts. See your loved ones' faces. Hear their laughter. Hear their prayers. See their smiles. Feel them. And know that they are with us as we say together, Amen.